The Dutch Foreign Ministry says Zimbabwe opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai has sought refuge in their embassy in Harare. It's reported that Tsvangirai entered the Dutch embassy shortly after a police raid today on the headquarters of his party, the Movement for Democratic Change. Morgan Tsvangirai yesterday pulled out of a June 27th presidential poll, saying supporters of his party would risk their lives by voting. Zimbabwean officials have said that a runoff presidential election will go ahead despite the withdrawal of the MDC leader. Dennis Benton is the spokesperson for the Zimbabwe Vigil in London. He told us more about the violence targeted at the opposition supporters that drove Tsvangirai to pull out of the election.
From a statement made by the MDC leader, Morgan Tsvangirai, 200,000 of their supporters have been driven from their homes. This is what prompted him to pull out of the election, the fact that his support base was being so severely attacked by the thugs of the ruling regime. It looks like the violence will continue because it has a momentum of its own now. Young men have been conscripted by the government into campaigning for the maintenance of the Mugabe regime with a rule of terror. And they have no sense of responsibility at all. In fact, they've been given immunity, basically. They're supplied with alcohol and drugs, and they're paid to kill and drive out people. The situation can only get worse. Even though Morgan Tsvangirai has pulled out of the second round of the elections, this type of violence, as we've seen elsewhere, has a momentum of its own.